Hey friends, welcome to the second episode of the She is Sacred podcast. I am so excited you are here, and I am excited to talk to you about a personal practice that I have implemented in my own life and have seen a positive effect and outcome. So I thought I'd share that with you today. I can't remember if this practice has an exact name or even where I stumbled upon it, but it's pretty simple, really. The practice is about holding on to moments a little while longer to help extend your overall happiness that you feel in life, as well as elevate your overall mental health and help stabilize you mentally. Those are all things that I am personally interested in, and I would assume most people are interested in those topics as well. So the concept of holding on to moments a little while longer is an incredible practice to increase your mental health. Oftentimes, we move from one moment to the next so fast that we forget to be present in the current moment. And then it's no wonder we often feel like we are on a mental and emotional roller coaster our whole lives. Whether it's from good moment to good moment or bad moment to bad moment, we just move through moments so fast, and we never take time to be fully present in that specific moment, which causes that roller coaster effect of just going from high to low, high to low our whole lives. And that's exhausting and draining. And I have ridden that roller coaster for a very long time, and it's one I decided I just no longer wanted to partake. So if you're wondering how you can begin to extend the happiness in your overall happiness in life, and just stabilizing your mind and improving your mental health, and a simple way to do that is just when you are in moments where you are enjoying the moment, where you're feeling thankful for a specific moment, is to just stay in it a little while longer. Be mindful of all of your senses, the smells that you smell, the sights that you see, the sounds that you hear, the people that you're with, and just the overall feeling that you're feeling, and just hold on to it a little while longer. Stay in it so you can recall back on every detail the next time you're thinking of things that make you happy. And what you'll begin to see is that when you are mindful and present in moments more fully, rather than just cutting off the happiness and the enjoyment that you're feeling very quickly to rush into something else, you'll realize that your life actually begins to feel more full and a bit slower. It's not that you're accomplishing or experiencing anything less or doing less, just the overall feeling of fulfillment and happiness is extended from moment to moment. And that can also be said when you are facing harder moments where you're faced with painful realities or hurtful circumstances, to stay in those moments longer as well. So you are able to give yourself the proper time to process your emotions. If you rush through the hard moments as well, you'll often see that you have to come back to them more often because you never process them and you just relive that painful moment over and over and over. And also, if you aren't being fully present in the hard moments, then when you do have the good, fulfilling, happy, enjoying moments, you can't feel them fully. They're hindered, and you still are holding on to the pain from the last moment, so you can't fully be here in this good moment. So I know it sounds simple, but it really is profound to just hold on to moments a little bit longer to elongate and extend just that light, that fulfillment, the happiness and joy, the gratitude of a moment to carry you throughout your days. And if you begin to get better to be more mindful in moments, you will start operating in this extended state of happiness rather than the constant up and down of the emotional roller coaster and mental roller coasters that most people in our society operate on. So yes, that is my practice for you today, is just to stay in the moment a little while longer, recall on it as often as you need to, and let me know how it goes. I am curious to see if by doing this simple thing, if you will see just as much improvement and positivity from it that I have. So thank you so much for listening today and being with me, and I look forward to talking to you guys again soon.